9:40 on a Wednesday morning. You know, for years, the word corporate has had a somewhat negative connotation to it. Corporate greed, corporate excess. That's changing thanks to the B Corp movement. You might have seen that corporation logo, the big B in a circle on products or on letterhead. What does B Corp mean exactly? That's the topic of the new book by Chris Marquis, How the B Corp Movement is Remaking Capitalism, Better Business, it's called. He's online with us right now. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Who came up with this idea of B Corp anyway?
Yeah, so three friends, they had gone to college together, had very successful careers. Two of them started an athletic company that they sold off, and one of them was a private investor for some of the richest people in the world. And they came together after maybe 10 years into their careers and said, you know, how can we actually make business more of a positive force for good in the world? And they came up with this idea to have a certification for business. So a B Corp is actually a company that is certified for its environmental and social performance. And they started this, I think, about 11 years ago, and it's grown tremendously since then.
Who decides, who reviews a company and their criteria to determine if they can have that certification?
Sure, yeah. So it's a nonprofit, independent nonprofit called B Lab. And this was the organization that those three friends I mentioned had started. And they are involved in setting standards. And now there's an independent standards board that determines actually the criteria. And then if the company can surpass a certain level, they're eligible to be certified, and then B Lab reviews and checks a bunch, does some audits of some, and then finally the company can be certified.
What are some of those criteria? I find this really interesting.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, if you think about sort of environmental impact, you know, it could be everything from, you know, sort of carbon emissions, you know, to different, you know, even recycling policies, you know, making sure that trash is sorted, to on the social side, maybe, you know, sort of gender balance in leadership ranks, pay parity throughout the company, other sort of policies and programs that help, you know, create a diverse workforce.
Why is this important to companies? Why would it be important to a company to be a certified B Corp company?
Sure, there's a couple of reasons. So, you know, one, just at a very basic level, you know, so the certification process, there's about 200 plus items, like I just mentioned, that companies have to go through. And many of the companies I talked to said, actually going through this, it's almost like a playbook for good, sustainable, long-term business. So one reason why companies are doing it is that actually it's just a fundamentally better way to run your business. And that's why I titled the book Better Business, because, you know, it's not just about social and environmental performance. Second thing, I think, is that, you know, there's real economic benefits to actually doing things like treating your employees well. You know, the companies that I talk to, and I've talked to probably about 100, you know, representatives from 100 different B Corps at this point, tell me that, you know, they never have to look for employees because, one, their retention rate is virtually zero, or excuse me, their attrition is virtually mm-hmm. zero. They you know, people never want to leave. And then secondly, you know, when they do grow and need new employees, this is, you know, there's a line of people sort of waiting. I just interviewed yesterday the CEO of Cabot Cheese, which is a well-known B Corp, and he said it's just amazing, you know, because of their B Corp affiliation, you know, the number of people, particularly high potential millennials that want to come work for them is astounding.
Okay, you said the M word, and I was going to bring that up. It sounds like a very millennial, and I don't mean that in a negative way at all. This sounds like a very generational idea. Am I right?
Yeah, I think it's definitely, you know, millennials, Gen Z, you know, there's a lot of studies and surveys that show, you know, that these demographics really want to have purpose in their work, in the companies they buy from. And I've had this own experience myself. You know, so I teach at Cornell University, and the passion that I've seen in my students over the years grow around these topics has been tremendous. And it's one of the reasons why I ended up writing the book, to be honest, is that sort of seeing this, you know, sort of groundswell among among these younger generations. I thought it was important to bring it all together into a book.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting stuff. There was a little bit in there about how states and chambers of commerce have embraced this, and some more than others. And I was surprised to see that here in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce initially kind of balked at this idea. They said it might actually shame other companies that aren't B Corp companies. Kind of hanging their head because they're not a B Corp company. Does that happen from time to time?
So, there's a real work to keep the, to have it be a collegial and inclusive community where encouraging all companies, even if they don't want to become B Corps, maybe they can become more like B Corps and have, sort of maybe use some of the tools, some of the assessment tools to actually become better as a company. I think part of what you're referring to is a phenomenon that is linked to the B Corp, but not exactly the B Corp, but it's actually benefit corporation laws. So there are throughout, 35 plus jurisdictions in the U.S., plus now Italy recently, a couple of countries in South America, and then also Canadian province, have created a new type of law, a new type of corporation through passing it through the legislatures in states, saying that companies are legally responsible to all stakeholders, not just shareholders. Typically, shareholders have the primary role as a stakeholder ahead of, employees, environment, communities. But this new type of company puts all stakeholders on the same playing field. And this law, like I said, is passed in over 35 U.S. states. Everything from, very conservative states, sort of from, Mike Pence and Nikki Haley signed on to it in Indiana and South Carolina, respectively, Deval Patrick in Massachusetts. And it's something that, really across the political divide, people think, giving entrepreneurs the opportunity and choice to actually organize their companies the way they want is a good thing.
This isn't just a fad. This is going to be around for a while, isn't it?
I really think it's going to be around for a while. I think that, it's grown tremendously over the past decade, and with the sort of passion of Millennials, Gen Zs, that's one sort of driving force. Another driving force is that large companies have really started to embrace this. So for instance, one company, French company Danone, $30 billion in sales, has taken this on as something. They're going to be the first sort of gigantic multinational B Corp. Many of their subsidiaries, their U.S.-based subsidiary, is already certified itself. A number of other large companies are either looking at it or actually committed to the model too. So I think that, as more and more large companies take this on and the millennials are having passion about it, it really suggests to me it's just going to grow tremendously.
Better Business, How the B Corp Movement is Remaking Capitalism. Chris, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it very much.
Great. Thanks so much for having
me. Take care. Bye-bye.